There's an obligation of lechem mishnah on Shabbos. We said a machlokes taz and a magen Avram. The taz holds it's a chiyav daraisa, a biblical obligation. The magen Avram says it's the rabbinic obligation, and it seems to be based on the machlokes Ran and Rabbeinu Tam on whether the obligation for having lechem mishnah is based on. They were involved in the Ma'an like Rabbeinu Tam would make it a Drabbanan like the Magen Avraham or like the Ran. It's included in the Kosher Yeshnu B'Shmira, Yeshnu B'Zchira, it's included in the Zohar. So there's clearly an obligation of Lechem Mishnah, and we clearly learned that from the Ma'an. The question is, how much of a comparison do we have? Does the Lechem Mishnah have to be to the Man? Does it have to be like literally exactly like the Man, or it's just a general comparison to the Man? So in other words, the Poskim all discuss Rav Shlomo Zalman Orabach, the Tzitz Eliezer, the Shevet Alevi, Rav Moshe Feinstein, all discuss and others the question of, can you use a frozen challah? Meaning, presumably right now, at the moment, I can't eat the challah, because can I use a frozen challah for Lechem Mishnah? I have one fresh one, or non-frozen, and the other one, am I permitted to, so what's the issue? Why would anyone say no? So Rav Shlomo Zalman had discussed this another shayla in the Shulchan Shlomo. Can you borrow from your friend? Could you go next door? Let's say he needs it, but he's eating later. So he needs his Lechem Mishnah back, or at least one of them. You borrow, and then you're going to return. Can I borrow one of the Lechem Mishnahs and use it? Why? Because the Rav Shlomo Zalman raises the issue by the Man. We know it's fit to be eaten. So the question is, does the bread, while I'm saying hamotzi, also have to be fit to be eaten like the man? So he's he discusses that shayla. Rav Eliezer Waldenberg is mako and says that you don't have to go, you don't need a literal comparison. It's because everything we do isn't the same as the Man. The Man, they had different, we use different sizes. Well, he claims the standard size, everyone got the same size of the Man. We use different size collars. Either it sits Eliezer, says it's okay. And there's a further, others say, like Rav Shlomo Zalman, he thinks Valizu Chachila better. And the Shevet HaLevi, L'chadchila, you shouldn't use it because it's inedible and therefore it won't be comparable to the Man. Rav Moshe Feinstein also is known to be Mako. As a further discussion, even among those, if you want to be strict, so others say if it's going to thaw out by the end of the meal, you could be lenient. Those say even if it won't, it's still okay since you could have made it, you could have made it fit to be in. So that's a discussion, how borrowed challah that you're going to return, frozen challah. So if you take a direct comparison to the month, maybe it's problematic, at least not lechatchila. Others say it's okay, you don't have to worry about it to that degree. And as well, there's a discussion about you have challah sometimes which are stuck together. It's usually challah rolls. They come in a pack, so they can... Let's say you have two challah rolls stuck. Could they be used for Lechem Mishnah? Could you separate the two? So, Poskim discussed that it was made to be used separately, even though like they're together, like they have a six-pack or a two-pack, so you could just break them off. In fact, today we have something called pull-apart challah. Some people make with 12 loaves, because they want to fulfill the chumrah like the gra. The chumrah based on Kabbalah, we should have 12 loaves. But nevertheless, the point is they're all together. So, number one, either way, so it's a discussion, perhaps even using that if you have this one pulpur challah, that could count as lecha mishnah, and you have a lot more than lecha mishnah. Or as well, one can pull apart the challah, and they'll both be considered independent roles and function as lecha mishnah.